need a laptop today. Still got three microphones off. Actually, if you could move your microphone a bit closer to your chin, and you can move yours a bit down, so it's not right from your mouth. That's good. Okay, that's good.
Actually, as the first thing, I just sort of did a really sort of brief version of what we have to do.
Very interesting stuff at the meeting.
Yes.
For that, I was just copying the one straight out of the other document, so it's all
I'm not sure if we need the outline of the project guide. I mean, what we're going to put into that?
Well, just sort of. Well, the thing is, yeah, we're going to be touching on all that during the other part. Well, it's just something that he had mentioned in the previous, like just to sort of have a prototype together and sort of saying that, you know, we could potentially do that.
We could find something like that. This could be just some, just describe some screenshots or something.
Yeah, sure. Like the thing is, I was thinking, even in the stuff that I was doing, I mean, just throw the screenshots in there when you talk about what you're doing. I have that in brilliant screenshot, but that didn't show up on this page.
It's this screenshot there. That screenshot's by the thing, each one, or just a bunch of things.
Anyways, it's just very general structure. I guess from this, you can just plug in a little word.
I've written the topic segmentation.
Right, cool. So I don't know if there's other stuff that you think should be done specifically to that before I meet with you guys. Does anyone else want to throw it together? Actually, I can always still throw it together if you want. Put your parts into this one.
I think that is you could.
Perfectionist.
Yes.
Let's just put out the middle man.
Yeah, exactly. You're never going to tell us you've got it wrong anyway.
And I'm very like, speak the language. it's up to you if you want to keep going with that. I'm happy to do some as well. I have lots of time tonight. Send it to you. You can do the final
review. Yeah. I'll look at it in like my usual working hours are like from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock or something.
I know you always online. You always make me feel bad because when I go to bed at like 1, you're still online. You never go to bed.
Just leave your computer on.
You pretend always busy. So maybe,
but I'm never online in the morning, so.
Yeah. Notice that, no one is.
Yeah. So
So I'll send it off to you.
Yeah, be with you when you do it first and then I'll.
Not gonna tell you.
And I'll send it out to you again.
Was there anything else we wanted to add to the timeline? I mean, essentially it was what, like, you can't see it or that, like, just the old one.
Oh, there's more.
Well, that's
oh,
just the original.
Oh, this is the one that, okay.
Yeah, it's just copied straight up.
Probably wanna think about if we wanna change the goals and stuff. I think it, one thing that we could probably skip totally is the removing things from the body of art.
That's what I thought as well. I mean, are we actually gonna attempt that?
No.
I
don't
think
so either.
I think that's gonna be, we don't even know how to approach that.
It's a good thing to have to say that what we could have done if we had more time. It's good future work things and it's bigger confusion.
Yeah.
It's final reports. Should have we had more time?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Unless we discover some sort of time warp thing.
That's the thing we want.
So maybe, I mean, we should definitely, well, we could probably not put it under this heading, but put it under changes since the insurance investigation.
Yeah.
And say, we decided the time is too.
Or we felt there are more important things than we have something.
Yeah, something.
Something like that.
We prefer to concentrate on the main. And I think we should probably comment explicitly on the milestones here as well and say we managed to do
So I've only got 6 days to do the topic statement.
You don't have any SPLP assignments, do you?
And you can say, we're still aiming for the development to be complete in March, right?
Speaking of character, they're supposed to be done already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 3 days ago.
For one of those, something that you want to change and delete from our list of expectations?
Give me a week and I'll tell you the answer.
Wait, should we put a hint that something like that might happen into the document?
Maybe the speech characterization might get slimmer.
Yeah, that's right. I really want to do it. It's not going to be difficult. If at least have all the information pop up that is already in the metadata file. That's going to be more work.
Yeah, sure.
So it's definitely going to be something there.
Yeah, that may disappear, but we might thin it down a bit.
It might turn out.
Atomic segmentation with Elsie segment textiles, basically, that just goes to
tuned.
Search the parameter space mainly. See what happens.
You should probably do another responsibility packages as well. That's what he hinted that we should also indicate who's responsible for what from now on.
Well, I could probably just copy that strip and get one as well. That's essentially in the same as well. More detail specifically.
Where you could put,
should we add on? Do you think, Mike, what are things that we have done?
Split those apart?
Yeah.
I think
I mean,
so.
We have it recorded and we have the other, but what about them?
What if we're skipping the audio one and then it's not using?
We just keep it together on the paper.
Have you taken any more
right now and just see what?
Have you taken any more of a look at it? At the dispensers?
No, not at the dispensers.
Okay. No, I'll try to look at that before tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah,
We could just
might
make
be,
it up.
yeah. So
Like I'll claim one, you claim the other for the search things, and then we can leave that one as a joint one.
Yeah.
Have you managed any further on the search thing?
I found finally today something that I can build it in, and it I should have something for tomorrow. I should, at least, very least have a GUI
Okay.
that I'll be wearing then hopefully tomorrow morning. So I wanna get something, I wanna see this, I wanna get it together, have an image in my mind, and I just wanna see it
Yeah.
on the thing and then get a nice screenshot.
Yeah.
Yeah, my intent is to reference things tomorrow a bit more also. I don't know. We send it in the afternoon, maybe
Well,
I can add a few sentences to what I'm done.
it doesn't really matter. I mean, you can write the sentences first as well. I mean, with the intention
Yeah.
that and also
It's done.
sometimes it's a bit of a
Hopefully, yeah.
motivating factor too. I mean, write
Yeah.
down the words and the ideas as, oh, I can alter this and
Yeah.
come off that's great.
How about the underlying data for the inverted file? How's that
Oh.
coming along?
Well, I'm still like struggling with Java stuff
Oh,
and yeah, but yeah, I'm
Coming
working. I think I was wondering about that is I haven't looked at it so much, but if any guys know how we could do the like from the extract words that you did, like also in extract timestamps and
Easy,
stuff,
yeah, just
is it?
yeah, we're just when we pulls up the segments,
Yeah.
part of that one of the attributes, we do get attributes, to call the method
Oh,
get
okay.
attributes, it returns a list of attributes, search through those and then just you can that'll tell you what attributes it's got.
Okay.
And then you do it automatically or you can just hard code and say, look, get me the timestamps. So you just say, get attribute and put I think the method's called get attribute. And
Okay.
it's called start time and end time.
Okay.
And that'll tell you the start times and end times.
Okay.
I think it returns a double.
Okay. Yeah, so now I can just plug it in some
Yeah, that's on
operations and yeah.
the non-write element.
What on the
The object is a non-write element, I think.
Okay.
Also
Yeah. Lots of cook.
So is there did you have you made another end browser? Is there something that I should
There is, but I haven't made a lot of changes to it, so I might just delete what I've done and copy again from yours, because I'm sure you've probably made some changes already.
Not since you looked at
Oh,
things.
since Friday?
No.
Okay.
But
I
I've
thought
been
you said
tonight, I think.
okay, alright, I see. Okay. I thought you said you had written some things that maybe have caused some bugs and that you were gonna fix those on your camera or something.
No.
No, okay.
After you came.
Alright.
You came
Okay, cool.
back.
Yeah, it's all of their stuff out there that actually I'm gonna try and minimize the amount of changes I make to end browser anyways. Shouldn't be an issue. Actually, just to clarify, last week when we were talking about our search results, like if we have topics as well as transcripts as well as summaries, do we want separate result panes for each of those, or do we want them all in one pane with like an icon or a different color or something to indicate what type of result they are, so that when they click on that, it's gonna go to the relevant pane. Like just if they check all three, say, topics, summary, blah, 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 have three different windows come up. Or three like
Well,
sub-panes, sorry.
at the moment, is there a window that comes up, or is that a second results pane, or is that, zoomed in a bit larger? What's
I thought what we sort of discussed last week was to have it sort of on the same window. So it'll be on the search window, bottom half of the search window. I don't know if we still want to keep it that way, but that's what I was gonna be working on.
Yeah.
So it's just like you click those and it just loads up. Yeah, splits
Yeah.
that thing into
Yeah.
two or three or whatever it is. One, two, or three, depending on which ones you check. And then so if you want to do it that way, like it probably doesn't matter too much. Just trying to think if there's gonna be any other
Yeah.
issues down the road, and depending on
Well, you confused me. Do you have three separate windows with three separate different types of
No,
results?
just panes, just result panes
Okay,
for each of
not
those.
three different
No. Yeah, so it's just when we click,
Separate.
topics and summaries
Yeah.
for what we want to search now, well, there'll be two result panes.
Yeah.
So for
Or
three
tabs or
topics, one
something.
for, I don't remember the tags,
I like the idea of tabbing
but
them.
then you can't see all of them at the same time,
But
and
you
it's just
wouldn't
like
want to compare the result, the topic, one topic result with one summary
Well,
result.
it's, no, but the thing is, if you're looking, if you check them both, you already see all
Actually,
the results.
yeah.
Yeah,
Especially if you get results for the same meeting.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
And you
so the
can
summary and
compare.
the topic and the transcript
That's true.
and so or we could just put them all into one result pane
Yeah.
on the same window
I mean,
and just integrate
we could
it.
order them by meeting, for example.
Oh yeah, I guess
Maybe.
that's the other thing, whether we wanna have this
How to order.
reorder by
Yeah, well,
columns
I mean,
or
if,
so that's
you know,
another
that's
topic.
in the
It's a
second
lot.
step, the first question is, do we
Yeah.
want to order them? How do we want to order them in the first place?
Yeah. I think, yeah, probably by meeting makes more sense. I mean,
Yeah.
essentially they're time, you know, in time order, so that kind of makes more sense.
Yeah, maybe we should do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Should be an easy, no, I don't know, should be fairly easy, I guess.
Yeah, why don't you just color code those,
Yeah.
the results to
Thinking sometimes in a case
CD
like that, like I run across in other languages, just that it's hard to tell what kind of object it was originally, once it's put into like a list box or something. It's hard to tell whether it was a transcript or whatever, and then if we're highlighting something in the transcript window, it may be difficult to get that information back once it's just in a list box, not in a list box. So
Yeah,
that's
but if
just
you
whereas if it's coming from
do it straight from, you know, you get the result and then there's a if statement saying straight on the, you know, rock bottom level saying if you found a segment then color it, print it
Right.
and label whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just
As opposed to
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like from past experience I've there's computer things that happen and just doesn't let you say certain things and just kind of
Well,
trying
have
to do
a
a different kind of to go to a different window. So if you want to go to the actual highlight the transcript or highlight the topic or something.
Oh,
At that point that's sort of where it starts getting a little bit tricky because you're
Yeah,
working with
yeah.
an event handler within the one panel or the list box or whatever it is. And
Oh, I see, yeah.
so there are ways around it, but yeah, whether hopefully we'll figure
Yeah,
something
so
out
it's
like that so before
actions.
tomorrow, or delegates or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment it works with highlighting in the transcript window, doesn't it? So
I think he was saying that as long as we implement that interface, it should work with anything that you do, like highlighting, you know. I think that was he was saying
What do you mean it should work with anything?
Wasn't Jonathan saying something like that? I think it was just like as long as we implement one of these interfaces for this particular type of window, we should be able to have that highlighting properly.
Yeah, I mean the whole the what fills the transcription box and all of these boxes is a special sort of pane made by Knight.
Okay.
I'm not sure what it's called now. No, I don't know what it's called. And that comes with a whole load of highlighting extras as well.
Okay.
As I say, you know, if you left click on something, for example, it highlights automatically.
Okay.
So maybe it comes with something
Okay,
clever as well.
maybe I should use that as well in
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called a non-text pane or something.
No, I'm sure it's not painting. No. I don't know.
Text
Text
pane.
yeah, I've seen a lot. Yeah. Non-text
Mostly it's called non, yeah.
Yeah. Why,
Oh,
what's
why?
non anyway?
Knight object model?
Okay, that makes sense.
Knight object model, I think that's what it means.
Okay.
With the removing the dependency, have you done anything about it?
No.
'Cause I was wondering how we're gonna write it back to HTML, I mean XML, if we did the processing, writing it back to XML,
I I thought we were just trying to have that as more, like not as XML, just sort of as a blizzard.
Text.
What was that,
Text file.
A transcript. No, because then we need all the other data, you know, to get a transcript.
You will very much limit what you can do with it if it's not an XML.
Yeah.
I see, yeah.
There is some bizarre method that puts things back into XML.
Why do we want it in XML then? I mean, I thought we just selectively write the XML that we've got. So as opposed to
Select what we want, just take bits of the XML, take certain segments.
Yeah,
no,
only print out certain segments, the segments that we want. Just selectively. At the moment it prints out all of them.
Yeah.
We'll
just
put an if loop in it.
Yeah.
That leaves out some of the print segments.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not store it at all whatsoever.
Okay. That
that's
what. That's sort of what we're
thinking.
Yeah, written to
actually, but this makes more sense.
But that will mean that you can only do things on, you can do things on word level. So yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, if we're going to do the XML, then fine. That's
we're not going to do much more than just look at the room, like the textbook room with disciplines. Because we're not going to search it, and we're not going to like listen to it. Since we're not doing the audio thing.
Yeah.
So I guess just displaying it is
it's
right.
Like
you don't really need to do much more with it.
No.
Yeah, that's right.
But I think it's like, well, how would we display them? Like, if we did take disciplines out and just, you know, create a text file, take the disciplines and the text file.
It would just be a blur, like a summary. It won't look like, it won't say speaker X says this, speaker Y says that, speaker Z says this.
Unless we extract that out of the file and we create the text file.
Yeah, and then it will look ugly probably because it will look just black and white.
That's true.
Unless you want to start.
It's probably the best thing to do.
I don't think it's going to take long to use anyway. It's just another. I mean, these meetings are not endlessly long. It's just words, and to print all of them out selectively.
Doesn't look fine.
Yeah.
And then it just goes through and says if this word equals that, you can print.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of this standards.
You can nearly do it together with the transcription, with the original transcription, having one power. So if certain, you know, if it's a proper word, print it on both panes, and if it's not a proper word, then print it on your one. But I mean, that's fancy, but.
Yeah, you probably could actually, it's probably less problem than that.
Yeah.
More difficult, just think, fatten the code out a bit.
Yeah.
Really
so then, you know, the good way of doing it not together is that if someone doesn't want to look at the chop file, then you don't ever have to produce it. But I mean, we can write something like we'll try and do it on the fly and observe if it's going to take too long. If it's going to take long, I'll think about writing it to a file.
Just PDF statements.
I was just thinking about one thing, it's probably going to use like XSLT to kind of just transform it and flip it into.
What's that?
Just transforms a style sheet, XML.
Oh, right.
Style sheet. You know, it's kind of like there's usually things built into, well, it should be built into Java process XML. I can just create whatever file it's going to be in. So if you probably use it a little bit, then you know, that might even be easier. And then that way we could even pre-process it for it. I don't know, well, we don't want to have to do that, right?
Even trying to read it in XML with Java was a couple of days enough.
Uh-huh.
I gave up to it and that probably could roll to back to night stuff because it was much easier.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can do it with night stuff, do it with night stuff.
Okay.
Otherwise it can be Java. I'm trying to do it, it was just so complicated.
Okay.
Start defining object models like we might have been in the
things. Yes.
All bizarre. Weird things.
Actually, I was thinking I might try and talk to, was it Jonathan and Eugene? Like just to see what system they use to develop this stuff. Because it would be nice to have all the tools there and just like have the object model and just kind of like plug and play with everything and just to actually use the system, you know, at a higher level rather than kind of, you know, playing around with a little bit of code and all kinds of code and things. So be nice to just see what they're doing. So I'll have to try and contact them and see if there's any other it's like it was just to get things, I don't know, moving at a higher level, I guess. Things will be more interesting to use it as a real developer.
That's what programming is all about, and right?
No, it shouldn't be. It should be higher level, it should be conceptual and, you know, coming up with the brilliant ideas and then just, you know, bringing those to reality.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, why don't you put both of those ideas into that paragraph and say you'll have a look at both or something? If you wanna do it. I personally don't wanna mess with writing files or anything at the moment, I wanna do it superficially.
But the thing that I was saying there as well is that once it's done for, you know, one meeting, it's done. It's final, text file or XML or whatever it is. It doesn't make any difference really either way to me. If it's fast enough on the fly, then sure. That's about the only issue I have with on the fly, whether it's fast enough.
Yeah.
Especially.
Especially with Java and sorry, crap, if it's loading the file and it's processing.
Well, it has already loaded anyway.
Yeah, it's faster, it's loaded, yeah. It's just a fully, really, it's
Yeah.
fine, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whether it runs out of memory.
Yeah.
So should we all write a letter or two about future work as well?
Yeah, I included the future work in my own section, but I just said, what I've done so far and what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, well, maybe
and some issues, yeah.
Maybe
If
you
does have
get that
questions.
And
I'll work into each.
Yeah, like here is what we've done already and then, you know,
Might
down
lose
here.
A bit of continuity if you do that, that's what I was thinking. Sometimes it's easier to have the topic in the assignment section to
Yeah.
determine if they did work to be characters into the incoming.
That does make sense, but maybe at the end, maybe just a point form of, you know, things that we're still working on, things
Goals
that
or something.
Yeah,
like
that's right.
Bullet points.
Yeah,
yeah. Because if you have a discursive thing here and then another discursive thing there,
Yeah.
if they're not together, you lose a lot of them.
Yeah, you're right. Sounds good.
So
Anything else? Anything you want to do with it? No, I'm not sleeping on you. You both have fun. Maybe sleep.
Yeah.
So we're all still writing out somebody's sending them to you, you send it on
Or she'll just take, she can take it from there. Or
I
do you want
can't.
to, or no?
What?
I can, yeah, sure, go send it.
I don't
Yeah,
know.
okay, actually, that's a good idea. I'll take one quick look over, try and get it as good as I think that way.
Yeah.
You stick it together, she'll shine it.
Yeah. And then send it on to us so that we can mod.
And correct back any, like, things that I thought was wrong in English or whatever.
So we're changing dialogue back.
Okay.
Sounds
good. Yeah. I haven't used my pen. Yeah, I'm sorry, tomorrow with
Oh,
Steve, hope you're lost.